Our next takeout is yours. What has you talking? It's been a while since I did an internship, but it turns out
you find that.
I didn't. It was the geniuses in our control room. Right. But it turns out that unpaid internships have a lot of people talking.
If you're an intern and your employer asks you to do something, anything shy of sexual harassment or just plain out abuse, you do it. Because in the end, if you were to be hired, whatever your employer says you have to do, you're going to do anyway. And this whole idea of, seek legal counsel. Seek legal counsel for what? At some point in time, you have to realize it's not easy out there.
That was Hector in New York.
You should get him here as an intern.
8778-MY-TAKE. Absolutely, and ask him for coffee. Right. You can also contribute it at thetakeaway.org, which is what Jennifer did. She said, unless they follow very specific educational guidelines, unpaid internships are illegal, period. As the mother of a daughter in college who works, does exceptionally well in school, and has received grants for research, I would never recommend that she submit to an unpaid internship.
There's certainly a tension there. What also has you talking is risk. Like, would you have flown in Europe with volcanic ash in the air just to get home? We asked what risks in your life you have taken, and it seems like there's a lot of risk-taking over in Detroit, of all places.
Hi there, this is Jason from Detroit. The crazy risk I take is I commute on motorcycles in the summertime, and I live in Detroit, which can be sort of an aggressive place to ride. But it's a risk I've trained for, and it's a risk I love.
As you know, Celeste, the cars rule in Detroit for a whole variety
not
of reasons.
Not as bad as that's Boston. Right. Ways Boston
well, yeah,
scary.
That's a whole other story. Maybe we'll hear from some Bostonians. Amy posts to our site, I moved into Detroit. I have never seen so many perplexed and frightened faces from suburban family and friends. It was one of the best moves I've ever made, though, and it's exciting to be part of a city ready, willing, and making changes. Thanks, Amy.
Love for the D. Finally, another conversation to weigh in on. Swearing. We can't curse on the air, of course, but at least we can share your stories about it.
This is Bob Rasick from New York City, and I'm always surprised at how curses drift. I'm thinking of a story I heard in an interview with Duke Ellington. Someone asked him why he never used the word jazz to describe his music, and he said rather indignantly, because when I was in my youth, the word jazz was a euphemism for sexual intercourse. I wonder how many people know that's the origin of the word jazz. I hear the F word drifting a bit in this culture. I wonder if it'll ever wind up in the same category as jazz.
And all that jazz, keep it coming at 8778-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org.